Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Somewhere back in the 70s and 80s, I used to try to impress dinner dates by ordering exotic things like frog's legs and my favorite, bouillabaisse. But the only time I've heard it mentioned lately is on reruns of Seinfeld when George talks about his cousin working at Bouchard's. And that was in the 90s. Here to tell us about Bouillabaisse 2017 is Hannah Palmer Egan. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
For the uninitiated, why don't you give us a little primer on bouillabaisse?
Sure. So bouillabaisse is a sort of old-style French stew. I believe it originally historically came from Marseille, but it's a Provençal French fisherman's stew. So it's kind of, you know, if you've ever gone out fishing or if you have fishermen friends, they come back at the end of the day. Maybe they couldn't sell all the fish. Maybe they had the fish heads and the tails and the bones and, you know, a few little trimmings here and there. Junk fish that they didn't mean to catch but did. And they would sort of simmer those all up. They'd make a stock and they'd turn them into a stew. So it was just this really, really rustic coastal stew.
But you're getting it with shells and all.
Yep, shells. There's shellfish in there. There's trimmings from more kind of filleted fish. There are, you know, lots of spices and saffron. And a lot of times it's made with tomato. Sort of the classic rendition is this sort of tomatoey red, beautiful color, red stew.
So why has it gone so incredibly out of vogue?
You know, I don't know that there's a really specific reason for that. I don't think there was any sort of bouillabaisse poisoning rampage that happened at any point that turned people off. But I think it's kind of, you know, just has to do with the cyclical nature of food trends. I mean, it is kind of very much a Julia Child, MFK Fisher, sort of James Beard era dish because, you know, you have this episode of Julia Child actually featured it at least twice on The French Chef. MFK Fisher wrote sort of an ode to it at one point. It's definitely in James Beard's cookbook. So it just sort of, I think people, you see something on a menu over and over and over again, and at a certain point you're kind of like, eh, I'm going to stop ordering that. You know, you get tired of it.
There is one person who's working to put this dish back in the limelight. Why don't you tell us about him and his quest?
Sure. So at 506 on the River Bistro and Bar, which is a new-ish restaurant in Woodstock. It opened in 2014 at the 506 on the River Inn, which is actually this really beautiful kind of boutique hotel that also opened in 2014. Back where there used to be kind of a falling down motel there right on Route 4, kind of as you exit the village of Woodstock. Anyway, so they opened this restaurant kind of back in a couple years ago, and they just brought on a new chef, Dana Hansen, who came via the Barnard Inn and Max's Tavern and a whole bunch of other places. You know, he was at Harkness House for a while, but he's very familiar with this sort of inn cookery, which does tend to cater to a slightly, you know, older crowd. He put it on the menu. He said he's been tweaking this dish for about 20 years. He tried it in Hawaii back in the 80s at a really fancy French restaurant in Kona. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, he was working, I believe, at the High Five restaurant in Manchester, New Hampshire, which some people in southern Vermont will probably recognize or remember. And he's just been tweaking with it, you know, playing around with it ever since. So he put it on the menu back last summer when he arrived at 506 and has just kind of kept working with it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about bouillabaisse because so few have in the last two decades. Hannah, none other than Julia Child had problems with it becoming too gourmet. What were her thoughts on this dish?
Well, so she has this really just delightful passage in one of the episodes of The French Chef from 1968 in which she says, you know, the problem with these dishes is when the gourmets get a hold of it, they make it too fancy and it gets out of control. And all of a sudden, you've got this really kind of what is in essence a really country dish, like a pretty lowbrow, make it on a Tuesday night because you've got to eat type of dish. And all of a sudden it's elevated to this thing where it's not even, barely even resembles what it used to be. You know, you're putting really high-end cuts of fish in there. You're putting lobster tails and just the really primo stuff. So she kind of had an issue with that. You know how she kind of liked to pick on the gourmets, even though she was the queen of the gourmets. But, you know, it's, I guess it's good to not be too self-referential.
Now, tell us what Dana Hansen is doing with his.
So he's sort of taking it back to the sort slightly less gourmet version. I mean, there is definitely lobster in there, and there definitely are, you know, beautiful kind of diver scallops and shrimp, mussels, cut, you know, little trimmings of filleted fish. But what he does is he makes the stock ahead, and then he buys in these sort of scallops that are sort of, you know, basically like fisherman's seconds, you know, things that sort of got crushed during processing, or, you know, scallops that had somehow gotten a little bit smashed up and banged up along the way. So they're not these big, huge, hulking, kind of plump, beautiful scallops. They're a little bit more kind of broken up. He uses the trimmings from whatever filleted fish he has on the menu. So one day it might be whitefish, another day it might be salmon. There's kind of a handful of mussels in there. There's some lobster pieces. And then, so he makes the stock ahead with the plum tomatoes. He puts some fennel in there, some lobster and clam stock, I believe he said. And then once he has the stock sort of at the weight, you know, when the order comes in, he fires it by taking the sort of a very generous helping of the fresh seafood, so the shells and the fillets, sautéing it in a sauté pan with a little white wine, adds the stock, puts a little saffron in there, and then sort of presto, you know, pours it all into a bowl and off it goes.
And you swooned for that broth. What made it so good?
Oh, that broth was just perfect. I mean, it wasn't too, a lot of times with bouillabaisse, it can be a little too salty sometimes, especially, you know, seafood stew, right? Of course it's going to be salty. So, but he does this really beautiful job of just having it really nice and balanced. It's not too salty. It's got a lot of tomato in there. So especially in the middle of winter when everything is like root vegetable stews and corned beef and cabbage and these heavy roasty sort of meat things, a sort of tomato-y seafood stew is actually, it's really warming, but it's very refreshing in this way. It's sort of bright and tangy as opposed to like heavy and intense. But the saffron, I mean, it was just the perfect weight. It's not, it's like you could spoon it like a broth, but you could also dip your bread into it and it would soak up really nice. And it smelled so good. I mean, it just had that beautiful, beautiful sort of subtle saffron scent to it. And it's just, I would go back for it again.
Hannah Palmer-Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thank you for having me.